Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you might have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, and we will go to Jim, listening in Thomasville, Georgia, to WFLA-FM. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about the uproar concerning the president who's going to speak to our children next week.
Yes.
I'm a father of two, and during the presidential debates with John McCain, Barack Obama publicly admitted to using drugs, and of course, that's breaking the law. And I've always taught my kids right and wrong, and that it's not acceptable to do drugs, and it's not acceptable to experiment with drugs. And I'd really like
why
to
isn't
hear
it
some,
accept why isn't it acceptable?
Well, to a to a 6-year-old child, I just don't think it's acceptable.
Okay, but
for a 16
for a child, but
I mean,
for a 16-year-old,
what about for an adult?
And what the gentleman, our president, is going to be speaking to the youth of our nation.
Well, he's not my president, first and foremost.
I'm of the opinion that the president shouldn't be using the public school, the government school system, as a soapbox from which to speak. However, the premise by which you're going about saying that he shouldn't do it is really the problem. I'm of the opinion that alcohol, caffeine.
He shouldn't do it. I'm more or less raising an issue that he has publicly admitted to doing drugs and breaking the
caffeine,
law. And,
caffeine's a drug.
And
tobacco's a drug.
Speaking to mine, and if anyone else who's
it's illegal
to
drugs,
child
Mark.
This week,
right?
And,
there's lots of drugs out there, man.
I'm concerned about having small children, having my president publicly admit this. Okay, during a presidential debate,
Rush Limbaugh did these drugs, and he's on the radio. You don't have a problem with that. The caffeine is a drug; it's legal. Tobacco's a drug;
about,
it's legal.
You know,
alcohol's. Are you going to let me finish here, for God's sake?
Now, if it was a 18-year-old,
I'm not
calm down, Mark.
Adult,
you need to calm down here.
Consenting adults, but here, you know, we're speaking to my children.
Jim, can we have a conversation with you? Can we talk like back and forth in a conversation?
I'd really like to hear something
that would be great.
From your callers.
Well, we didn't hear what you said there because you were talking over Mark
right,
as Mark was trying to say something to you.
You didn't even let me finish.
But, Mark, you don't need to be yelling at people. So, Mark, why don't you get out what you want to get out, and Jim, hopefully he'll let you say what you
Please,
need to say.
Please, go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
Tobacco's legal. Caffeine's legal. Alcohol's legal. These are all drugs.
Okay, Mark. Well, how do you feel about our president speaking to our young children that publicly admitted to using drugs?
I don't really care.
In a national debate.
I don't really
care.
With
my whole family, and I'm sure thousands of other viewers' family, watching us, how am I supposed to teach my child right from wrong when my president is admitting that
so,
he's using drugs?
Here's what I'd like to know from you, Jim.
You're deciding to call him your president, and that's up to you. I don't think
that... Well, he's the president of the United States of America.
So?
Okay, fine.
He's not my president.
Plenty of presidents have done that. George Bush did it. Bill Clinton did it.
Drugs, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They're all admitted drug users.
Right.
So, you know, big fat, hairy deal. It's all been done. Now, talking in the public school system, as far as I'm concerned, I'm sending my kid there in order to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. And he's using it as an opportunity to indoctrinate children.
So
I'd really like to hear some input from your callers.
I'm sure we'll get some of that, and we'll throw the number out there here in a moment. But I want to get some more input from you on the issue of what is right and what is wrong. You're saying that you're concerned because Barack Obama did some illegal drugs, that therefore you'd have a tough time teaching your kids right from wrong. Are you suggesting that things that are illegal are wrong?
Well, when a person with his power, the president of the United States of America, okay, on a presidential debate is going to publicly admit using drugs, okay, then he's publicly admitting he's a lawbreaker, okay?
Yeah.
So how can I put my child in a classroom when I'm trying to teach my 6- and 7-year-old child right from wrong
So is it wrong to break the law? I've asked you a question.
Talk about breaking law.
You didn't answer my question. Is it wrong to break the law?
Well, I think you just answered that question yourself.
How did I answer it? I asked a question.
Answer your question. Is it wrong
I'm not
to
answering
break the law?
My question. I'm asking you the question. Is it wrong
Mark,
to break the law?
I think all of your listeners can answer that question.
Why don't you answer it? I'm trying to have a conversation with you, sir. Is it wrong
to
break the law?
Speed?
No.
Okay, so you're saying if the speed limit's posted 55 and you're doing 100 miles an hour, that's okay.
If the conditions are appropriate.
It is wrong to.
Mark,
to,
I think.
Well, I'm Ian. There are two hosts here.
Your own question,
Jim,
Mark.
Jim, there are two hosts
okay
here.
Jim,
the
law.
Jim,
it is okay
it
to break the law.
It is wrong to drive recklessly.
Especially coming from an administration that is so. Trying to be so politically and publicly correct with
Jim,
everything they're doing.
Look, Jim, I don't like the federal government, whether it's Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton or the other Bush or whoever it is. Okay? So I'm with you that far, but I'm not with you where it's wrong to do something illegal. The government is not the arbiter of what is right and what is wrong. What is right and wrong has to do with other people and whether or not they've been harmed. If you've brought harm to another person, if you've just hurt them or their property or their family or something like that.
Should I tell my six-year-old that this is a man that they should listen to? This is a man that
no,
they should respect?
No, absolutely not. This guy's a dangerous individual who solves his problems with guns. You should tell your kids
that's
that
he's
a dangerous,
wrong.
Sick killer.
That's why he's a bad man, not because he smoked a joint or snorted some coke or whatever. He's bad because he hurts people, because he threatens people, because he's killing people around the world for the same reasons that George Bush was a bad man.
Who did drugs.
Who also did drugs. But it's not the drugs that are the problem. It's the violence that's the problem. It's the harming people. It's the threats. Those are the problems. That's what's right and wrong, not whether or not some law book somewhere says something's illegal. So I think you need to get your morality straight, Jim.
Well, once again, gentlemen, we're speaking in regards to children here, okay?
What does that mean?
This man is speaking to our children.
Are your children stupid? Are your children incompetent? Are they unable to understand what you're talking about?
See, guys, I think that like most of your responsible listeners out there that do have children, okay, you know, we teach our children. Matter of fact, there's even shirts that say "Dare," you know, not to use drugs.
It's a government program, Jim. DARE's a government program. Jim, I'm going to tell you a little bit about DARE. It's a government program that has been shown to do absolutely nothing to prevent kids from using drugs.
Do either of you, you two gentlemen have young children?
What difference does it make?
I assume you don't.
I do.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'd like to hear some input from some of your listeners.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate hearing from you.
I'm going to teach my kid that to be very judicious in how one in the things that one puts in one's body, that it can affect you for the rest of your life. And I think that a very dangerous thing to put in your body is alcohol. And I'm of the opinion that marijuana is less dangerous.
If I were a parent, and I am not, Mark, you are, I am not. But if I were a parent, then I would be teaching my kids the difference between right and wrong based on whether or not people get hurt, not whether or not some bureaucrat somewhere or some elected official has written some words down on a piece of paper and deemed something to be illegal. There have been so many things over the history of time that have been labeled
right.
as illegal.
It's legal. It was legal to shoot engines in this country. Did that make it right? Right. I mean, legal and illegal, right and wrong, these things do not correspond
no.
here in America.
They rarely correspond. As a matter of fact.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Now, there are some things that are illegal that are absolutely wrong,
sure.
like murder or arson or destruction of property or
However,
stealing.
It's also illegal to not pay taxes to the federal government. Is that wrong? Absolutely not.
That's
it is
heroic.
Right to keep the money that you earn.
It's
these
right
things do not correspond, the idea of legal and illegal and right and wrong.
It's right to refuse to obey somebody who's demanding obedience from you.
Right. I mean, if the president was a drunk, would it matter?
Was
I mean,
it wrong?
I haven't stated that right. If he was a drunk, would that make his behavior okay because it's legal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad because the guy did illegal drugs?
And, ludicrous.
Yeah. I mean, this is just partisan bull crap.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A big difference between right, wrong, and illegal and legal. You can take control. If you want to answer Jim's question or comment on that, you're certainly welcome to. It's what he wanted to happen. So it's up to you. 800-259-9231. Or bring up whatever you want. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Saturday edition, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. We've got live streams there, a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin. It's an antioxidant at the same time, so you don't have to take the vitamin and the antioxidant in the morning. You just have to take the Choose for Health, and you can take several of them. It's a sort of a dietary supplement all around. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. You can get a free week to try out if you just call this number that I'm going to give you here in a second. It's Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. Call for a free week supply here at 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. It's 800-219-8874.
Continuing with your phone calls, a girl is in New Hampshire. A girl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yes, I'm from New Hampshire. I'm from South Carolina.
Well, you're in New Hampshire, so you're calling from New Hampshire. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say I am so very happy. I had a phone call from my child's school saying that they will not, thank you, Jesus, will not be playing the telecast from Obama.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but I'm sure in the meantime they'll be indoctrinating them with further government socialism and, you know, state worship.
Well, if it goes that far, then that will take him out, and he will be homeschooled or be put in a school at our church.
I think that's the best thing that you can do is get your kids out of the government schools, because that's exactly what it's coming to. That's exactly what it's been. The government schools are designed to indoctrinate the youth of America into being obedient little serfs who will not question authority, not question their situation in life, and they'll just go along to get along, and that's what they're learning on a daily basis in there. All the hubbub over whether Obama gets to speak to them is, it seems to me, again, focusing on the wrong issue. I mean, yeah, it's a little creepy. It's weird. I wouldn't want my kids experiencing that either, but I wouldn't want my kids experiencing the government schools in the first place. It seems like having the president indoctrinate the youth seems like part and parcel of the government school system, and I doubt it's the first time that something like this has happened. It's just that people are making a bunch of hubbub out of it this particular time.
I do have a question for any of the other listeners out there that might know anything more about this, a website or something that I might be able to go to. My son is being, I am being told that my son's going to have to probably go on Ritalin or Concerta or any one of those other drugs like
Why would he have to do that?
I'm sorry?
Why would he have to do that? You said he'll probably have to do that. Why?
And he won't pay to the teacher because the teacher cannot control him. She has 20 million kids in her class. And it feels like that, but she's overloaded.
Now you've got a real reason to get your kid out of that government school as quickly as possible. I mean, really, they want to dope your kid up in order to have him continuing attending a real crap can government school.
Yes, I really want to have him out of there, I mean, we can do it. It's just my husband and I being able to agree on it, and I'm just hoping and praying that he will finally see why we would need to take him out. But my mother-in-law is a declared Democrat, and she will not.
She wouldn't like that very much. I totally understand, and I you have my best wishes. I hope that you manage to convince him, because I don't think that. I mean, Mark, would you want your son being doped up so he could go to school, some government school,
absolutely,
and be indoctrinated? Thank you, a girl, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, that's the kind of thing that would cause a divorce for me. Like, if I had somebody
I guarantee that they're together.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't say that they were together.
Hmm.
And that means, you know, once again, the child's the pawn, and, you know,
right.
it's not a great situation, because that could happen in a government school or a regular school or, you know, a private school or whatever.
These would be nice things to come to agreements on before you have a child. I mean, obviously, a lot of people don't have the luxury of choosing sorts of things, but ideally, I think it's a nice thing to know that your partner either does or doesn't support such sorts of indoctrination, government indoctrination, before you actually have a child with that person. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Good luck with your decision. I hope you can get your kid out of that government school. To everybody with kids in government
schools. I think that there are definitely problems with government schools. I think at the same time, you know, that some people find themselves, you know, in situations where they, you know, it's the very best choice they can make.
We continue I don't think that choosing to dope your kid up is a good choice.
It is not acceptable.
Let's go to Adam listening in Alabama to WVNA in Muscle Shoals. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the caller that was mentioning that he can't teach his children right from wrong because the Well, I guess because of the president's lifestyle that he used to do or still does or what have you.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty sad, man, that he feels that the president has more pull with his children than he does. I mean, you can easily teach your kids right from wrong, regardless of what the president does.
Absolutely, especially considering the president.
As a matter of fact, the president might make a great object lesson how you can teach people.
Yeah, exactly right. Presidents are bad men.
Right. I mean, you can say, look, kids, if you do drugs, you'll grow up to be a psychopathic politician that wants to kill people around the world.
Exactly. Now, one thing, I've been wanting to call in for a while and run this by you. Now, okay. I'm definitely for the legalization of drugs.
Sure. Anyone with a head on their shoulders who's actually thought about the issue should be for the drug decriminalization and legalization.
Oh, definitely. And I guess I do know from, firsthand experience that a lot of the stuff they teach you about drugs is really not even true.
Yep.
It's just insane.
Lies.
Anyway, now down here we have a pretty big problem with crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say problem, I don't mean the people are just using it.
No.
But
it's a problem.
People are, blowing themselves and their children up and stuff like that.
Sure.
Now,
those are the ones that are blowing their kids up are the ones making the stuff, right?
Yes, exactly. Now, I've been trying to come up with, I guess, a solution. Now, if we were to legalize drugs, now crystal meth is now legal, how would we go about, protecting children that are in a household with a person that is either cooking or using crystal meth?
Well, first of all, this is so easy, by the way. This is my favorite issue. I'm so glad. Not meth alone, but the war on drugs is my pet issue. So allow me to just knock this one out of the ballpark for you. Real simple. People don't really make alcohol with their home stills very often.
No more bathtub gin.
Yeah, they're not really doing that because it's not prohibited. So when alcohol prohibition was lifted, the manufacturing of alcohol, for the most part, has moved into proper manufacturing facilities. So crystal meth, when hopefully it's legalized, will also move into proper manufacturing facilities because that's where it can be done. If you can manufacture your meth on the above board, if you will, and not have to worry about the cops coming and kicking in your door, then there's no reason why you wouldn't rent a warehouse with the proper ventilation and all of that and an assembly line thing and mass produce the stuff. You could do it so much cheaper that way, and it would be a lot safer. The end product would also be cleaner and safer for the end user.
And if you legalize marijuana, there'd be fewer people addicted to crystal meth and crack and things like that because, it solves that problem.
Hey, I hope that answered your question. Thank you for the call tonight. So legalization makes drug production and usage both safer. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. As usual, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, so you get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And we sent out a couple updates this week on something that's relatively important to us on a monthly basis. There's a voting thing that goes on. It's this little contest that they hold over at Podcast Alley, which is one of the more prominent podcasting websites out there. And as you know, if you've listened to the show for a little while, you know Free Talk Live is a radio show first and foremost, but we also make our archives available via podcast for free at freetalklive.com. And so we're listed on podcast sites around the internet. And Podcast Alley has a little top 10 contest they do every month, and they reset the totals at the beginning of the month, and we always ask people for votes. And this month, the competition's heated up. We've had it on easy street for the last several months. I mean, we've checked in, and we've given our listeners basically one request to vote. They go out, they vote, we win, we take the month, no problem.
Well, yeah, we've been number one for more than a year.
Yeah, and this month it got heated real quick, and it's, I believe, still pretty heated. Is that right, Mark?
Pretty heated, yeah.
We need some votes. We need to, are we in first place?
We're in
right
first
now?
Place, but we need to cement that. We are just...
By a handful.
Yeah,
of
it
votes.
Really is.
So we need to solidify our lead, and now that we've got our huge Saturday night radio listening audience on board with us, we'd like for you to go and
every
vote.
One of you is sitting in front of a computer right now. If you just go to that computer, go to vote.freetalklive.com, enter your email address. It's fast. It is easy. You will not be spammed. And you'll be doing us a big favor. So it's vote.freetalklive.com.
Although I think Podcast Alley has sent out a newsletter at one point. I don't think that qualifies as spam. I don't know if that does. So it's used for verification purposes for the most part, just to make sure you're not a robot. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you're not in front of your computer, if you're in your car right now, when you get to a computer, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us because being number one at Podcast Alley brings new people to the show. And that's important. So we continue with your phone calls about what you want in moments.
And you've been hearing from all the radio talk show hosts to buy gold. And I'm not against buying gold, believe me, to buy gold to hedge against inflation. I have a better idea.
Buy silver?
Buy silver. It is poised to shoot up. There's supposedly, this is what I've heard, hearsay, haven't been able to verify it. It's going to be difficult to verify it because of all the government agencies, that all the secret organizations that have owned large reserves of gold and silver, but that there's actually less silver on the planet than gold right now, refined and out there.
Hmm.
Either way, silver is very undervalued right now, and I believe that it's really going to shoot up. And we have offers, you know, out there.
Mark's predictions may not necessarily reflect reality.
Yeah, I can't make any guarantees, but we've got Lakota Nation silver rounds, probably the most beautiful 1 ounce piece available on the market today.
I want to see one of these. I haven't ordered one yet. I'm thinking about it. I just have a lot of silver. So
they are gorgeous. $22.30 available at silver.freetalklive.com and Walking Liberty half dollars. They served our grandparents for half a century. You can get them for just under $9, $8.69 at silver.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and let's go to your phone calls now and talk to you about anything. We'll go first to Yandra, listening to WKBK in Keene, New Hampshire. Yandra, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to respond to that one caller who said that surely our responsible listeners know the answer to the question of whether it is right to obey the law. And I wanted to say that clearly it is wrong to obey the law, because written laws are merely the codification of the higher natural law. So any attempt to say that obeying the law is right sets you up for the kind of problems that we've seen throughout history, where people simply did their jobs or obeyed the law and ended up aggressing against their neighbors.
Yeah, the Nazis were obeying the law when they threw Jews in ovens and shot them in the head. They were obeying the law.
Southern slave law owners were obeying the law, too.
Indeed,
good points,
they were.
Man. Anything else on your mind tonight, Yandra? It's your
that
show.
That was pretty much it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Similarly, you can turn that around and say, well, was Rosa Parks wrong when she decided to not sit in the back of the bus? Was she doing wrong by breaking that law?
By the gentleman's logic, I can only assume that that is so, right?
Were the Jews that were, were the Germans that were not Jewish, that were hiding Jews in their homes, wrong for breaking the law that required them to turn them in and snitch on Jews?
What else could they have been?
1-800-259-9231. I mean, anybody who would say that obeying the law, regardless of what the law says, is just absurd, right on their face. Ludicrous. You should look at the man laws and determine on your own. Use your own mental faculties and your own ability to reason and decide for yourself whether you think it's right or wrong. Now, I think there are, and Yadra mentioned natural law. That's the law you need to obey. The law of do no harm. That's the one you need to obey. You don't need to know tomes and tomes and tomes of man laws to understand how to get along in this world. You do no harm and you honor your agreements. That's it. You don't need more. I don't honestly believe you need anything more than those two. Do what you'll say and don't hurt anybody. Don't destroy their stuff either. Am I missing something here, Mark?
You know, I think that when you know the gentleman was so worried about drug use amongst his kids, I think
he's
that
probably nipping on some alcohol tonight, as he said.
Who knows what he's doing? I wouldn't propose that. It very well could be, but you know, I think that when you make these things out to be such it's like the forbidden fruit aspect, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These kids want to know about this stuff. They've got questions. When you're saying, "Whoa, these drugs things are terrible. They're bad," you just make the kid wonder what they're all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing,
I mean,
about
some of them absolutely are things that you do not want your children doing. I agree. However, when you just throw them all in one category, the legal drugs are bad or good, and the illegal ones are bad.
Well, the other unspoken thing that Jim was suggesting earlier that we're talking about here, the guy that had said that, well, how can he teach his kids what's right and wrong when Obama smoked marijuana?
Well, he did coke too.
The suggestion is that Obama or George Bush or whoever the president of the United States is should be this kind of iconic person who has never done anything that is against some man law is pretty ludicrous, right? I mean, is that even possible to find somebody who's that pure to where they've never violated a single statute in their entire lives? And is it, well, isn't it kind of silly to put someone like that up on a pedestal and say, son, the president of the United States should be perfect. He should never have violated a single law because, that's what presidents are supposed to be. Presidents are supposed to be men that are absolutely impeccably perfect.
Well, it does set up the situation that one has to ask oneself, if the man who's standing up there is a good guy, well, then are the laws bad? I mean, it seems like a real opportunity to ask oneself, hey, do we have bad laws in this nation where cocaine, which was legal for the vast majority and used as an unprescribed medication for the majority of this time that this nation has been a nation, and for the last 75 to 100 years in that area, it's now this huge Class A felony that you can go away for 10 years, mm-hmm. your life for, depending on how much of this stuff you've got. Maybe that's the problem. The prohibiting the possession of this substance that can be used for good or used for recreation.
Yep.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I've done coke. I don't feel like I'm that entirely messed up from it.
Well, you're not doing it now, and you don't have a bad habit of it.
I wish I'd never touched the stuff, but, I have, and I don't know. Do I think that I couldn't lead the nation? I don't. Do I think that disqualifies?
The president doesn't lead the nation.
Well,
that's an illusion.
If the nation is in fact a is the people that are governed by the body? Sure, the people that choose
the
to be
nation
governed.
Is like Gene was saying earlier. The nation is just another one of those kind of concepts.
Yeah, it's no real,
it's
a slippery term.
There's no such thing as a nation. It's one of those collective kind of conceptualizations that has been indoctrinated within us from the government school system. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, by the way, quick update here. I'm sure travelers will be happy to find out that the TSA is going to begin forcing airlines to ask you for more information, specifically your birth date and your sex. I'm sure this is where it's all going to stop. They're never going to ask for more than that, right? They're never going to demand more of air travelers. It's going to end right here. More on the way. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. We'll try to sneak your calls in here if you're already on the line. We'll do our best to get to you. If you're not, well, it's probably too late for you. But you can always call us later this week. We're on six nights a week. You can find us at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on that website. Lots of features there, all free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon prices. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop, lots to purchase, even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. Plus, if you're buying brand new, you can also get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. That, again, is amazon.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. And SACL is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls, going to Lef in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lef.
Hi, Lef. How are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have two fronts I'd like to talk about. One is the as far as taking responsibility for your children. My wife and I have four children. We raised them in a Christian home. They went to Christian school till they were in eighth grade, and then they went to public school. All four of them graduated with honors. They've gone to college and graduated with honors in college. We've always been involved with them, and we never forced anything on them. They were able to make their own decisions as far as church.
Okay.
And it's something that really worked well. It's not about it. And I shouldn't say it. God worked in their lives, but he was never forced on them. They made their own decisions. And on the governmental front, I think rules and laws are good. And being a nation is good. You guys have some special challenges because you're young. And it's a pleasure to see two young guys.
How old are you?
I'm almost 60 years old.
Okay. You're older than me. But I'd like to point out that many changes have been made throughout history. Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Do you think that that's a stupid document because he's young?
Oh, absolutely not. But what I was just getting
Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins at 33 years old. I mean, what is this? Ageism bullcrap that's going on here.
Wait. Hold on a minute, young man. You're not giving me a chance. Do not call me a young man.
Stop yelling, you loudmouth talk show host.
You know what? You're not giving me the respect to finish what I was going to say. What I was going to say, you guys are young. It's a pleasure to see two young men with such vision and fervor for their country and for what they want to do. It, by being young, by no means was a meant to be a.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You better be sorry.
As a matter of fact,
stick it in your butt, pal. I'm sorry. Please go on. I'm sorry.
And if you guys, I'm sure you probably heard this. We had an ambassador that was sent overseas at 12. So youth is great because I guarantee you, you guys could be able to retain much more with your brains than I can. Being, I wish I was young. I'd like to feel like what it was to be 18 one morning to jump out of bed and feel like that again.
So, Lef, where are you going with all this?
18-year-olds love to sleep in.
Where I'm going with this, you guys have the unfortunate event of being thrust into a country that is not functioning. We have a federal government that is overstepping its bounds.
By a long ways.
And we, as a people, become target fixated. I don't know if you know what that is in a military term. You could have a good guy in the bottom, a bad guy in the middle, and a good guy on top. And you could be targeted on the guy in the bottom, and you get so fixated on that target that you're not looking for a bogey on top, and he comes around and gets you, or you run into the ground. This country is too focused on issues when they should be thinking about freedom. And if everybody, left, right, middle, green, or whatever you are, would think about being free, and would think about voting these idiots out. You have 580 people in Congress in the White House telling 300 million people what to do. What to call us? Slaves? I think we're stupid sometimes. I think Americans couldn't hit their nose if they had a funnel.
Lef, I see where you're coming from, and I share your frustration, but I don't know if I think that voting them out is going to do anything but replace them with more of them. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate hearing from you, and Mark is very, very sorry that he jumped to conclusions. Naughty boy.
I'm sorry that I have to sit here every evening with you.
Really? Let's continue and talk to Anonymous in somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live, Anonymous.
Okay. I thank God for you all because you're bringing things out and you just talking this and talking that. But you know what come to me, that our President Obama, he has brought a lot of things to the people in such a short time. He know that he will not be voted back in. He will not be reelected. So he's doing
all.
What
did he bring to the people?
Pardon?
What did he bring to the people? He said he's brought a lot of things.
He's not. He told the people different things that he was going to do, and one thing another to even the young students and stuff like that, so they can vote for him. But he got in, and he's not fulfilling his promises.
What a shock! Are you surprised?
No. Okay. Well, I'm just giving my opinion. But
yeah,
what
yeah.
come to me was that he is doing a lot of evil now because he know he's not going to be re-voted in, and this way it's going to take the country a lot of time to unravel what he done, you see. So the thing is this, that if we can come together on one accord and pray, the Lord said where two have come together, touching and agreeing, anything on this earth it shall be done and given unto us. But we find a lot of religions, one going this way, that way, this way, and we'll never come together on one accord, you see.
Well, I think praying's good, but I think you need to get to work after you start praying, too.
Hey, Anonymous.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know what? I have been a victim of circumstances, and I tried to work. I'm going on 74, but I tried to work. The last date was December of 08, and I've been blackballed. I was on TV for 20 years and a member for 22 years of public attestation. I was persecuted all those years. Do you think I could get help? No. I was hit 3 times from behind, told out in the front. And every time I go to the emergency room, they said they couldn't find nothing wrong. Well, I don't know what come to me, if it was the devil or the Lord, but I never went to the clinic because I felt that it come to me if the clinic say that they couldn't find nothing wrong, like the emergency doctor then said, well, then it probably would put me in my grave or up in the crazy house. So I never I've been blackballed. I never got anything. I've been
well, you
hurt.
Sound pretty feisty, and I'm glad you're still out there, and I thank you for the call tonight. And 800-259-9231, we've got enough time for Travis in Toledo, listening to WSPD. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First off, I want to say thanks for helping out third shifters that are on the long haul, and I listen to you guys all the time. But I am a law enforcement official.
Oh, okay.
And So I have that moniker of working for the government, even though I don't necessarily agree with all the laws that I have to enforce. By and large, most people try to follow the laws. Like I said, I don't agree with every single one of them, but my job is unique in that my job is to enforce those. And I just thought, well, I give you guys a free shot at me. Most people don't get to hear that, so you can talk bad about the cops if you want or anything. But by and large, you find you follow more laws than you choose not to, I guess, is my finding.
I don't know what the laws are, really. I mean, I know what a few of them are because I've been presented with them. But for the most part, I just live my life by not doing harm and honoring my agreements.
It's against the law to let your car run. Let your car sit there and run. I know that.
That's one of them. Yeah.
There's crazy ones that are still on the books, even in the state of Ohio where I work. There's still some that state it's illegal for your horse to service another horse in the street. I mean, they're so archaic that they need to be repealed, but
Travis,
they haven't got...
Point of information, though. I mean, you say that you have to. You say that you enforce laws that you would otherwise not really want to enforce, but don't you as a law enforcement officer have the ability to use discretion?
Absolutely. I have the freedom of choice just as everyone else does. I have the freedom of choice to say that this has gone too far, like the speeding one that always gets brought up. You know, 100 miles an hour, yes, you're not really creating a situation to anyone else, but if you happen to hit a tree or the deer runs out or something like that, that's definitely going to be something that, you know, the citation, all that is that's kind of a here's your sign kind of thing. You know, hey, you need to pay attention to your actions and for your safety and everybody else.
Well, I think it's hard to handle your motor vehicle in a safe fashion in most roads and in any kind of populated area at 100 miles an hour. I'm of that opinion. I mean, 100 miles an hour is a pretty fast clip. However, I was out in Montana at the time that they didn't have any speed limits, and I was going 100 miles an hour down those roads with nobody nearby, and I was doing just fine.
Hey, Travis, I wish we had more time to talk to you. Call us anytime. Always interesting to get the law enforcer's perspective on things, and I hope that someday we can get to the point where you guys are peace officers again and no longer law enforcers. We'll see you Monday night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live.